Miss Toya, and I'm from Chicago, and I had a job at a substitute teacher, and I worked for 11 years as a substitute teacher. And my issue with my first job was that I have 5 children, and it came up the question to me was what to my attention because I was missing days from work, and they asked me what was more important, my children or my job, because I had been missing days for my children, and I said, well. My children are more important. She said, how dumb can you be? She said, what woman would have 5 children? You got to be stupid. I mean, and then for you to open your mouth and say that your children are more important than your job, are you dumb? Are you just plain stupid? She said, don't you ever, never tell anyone that your children are more important than your job. Because down the road, no one going to hire you or even give you a job because they can see right now you're going to be a liability rather than an asset. Because who going to hire you with 5 children when you're going to be missing a lot of days from work? Therefore, I regretfully and unfortunately have to let you know that we no longer need your services because we can't take that chance of you missing days because that's not our problem. That's your problem because you should have thought about that before you lay down and have 5 children. Then I had a second job at a retail store, and I had a breast surgery, and I knew I was having complications, and therefore I had to go in the hospital for different treatments for my MRI, for my mammogram, my ultrasound, and then for the needle biopsy. Then I finally had breast surgery. And during the time when I had to go in the hospital for my breast surgery, I had to miss days. And she had, one of the boss had came to me because I was wearing a scarf on my head due to my illness and because of the sensitivity of my skin to my scalp. She told me that I need to remove my scarf. I said, well, it wasn't a problem before. She said, well, now that the doors of the stores are going to open up, we can't have you come to work with that scarf on your head. Therefore, you need to remove that scarf. And if you can't remove that scarf, guess what? You can't return to work. You are fired. I said, well, I don't think that's fair. I said, because I didn't have a problem before. She said, you know what? What is more important, your illness or your job? And I didn't answer that question because I knew from the prior experience when I answered that about my children, I lost my job, and I didn't want the same thing to happen to me twice. So therefore, I didn't say anything. So after she had told me that, I felt that was wrong, but who want to hear my story and listen to my story? Because when I tell people that, people don't take it into consideration that this is a matter that needs to be looked into. So I'm asking for the public and the people who are hearing my story. I plead and ask that you all come forward and support us and help us fight this battle for paid leave and paid medical leave. Because you never know when one day you might be in my shoes or you might be on this side of the fence. And what's happened to me now could be happening to you later on. So if we fight this battle now and win, therefore you won't have to go through what I'm going through now. Because it will already be in place and you have already enforced this act to be there and, you know, privy to you when the time comes. I thank you guys.